Welcome into the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kloppinger, joined by Eric Dickerson. And I got to tell you, you can't turn on a sports channel these days without everyone talking about the Rams. How do they kind of stay out and not buy into too much of the hype and really focus on what's going on when so many people are talking about them?
Well, my old coach told me, don't reach eclipse, good or bad. And I think that's the best way to kind of not get full of yourself. I think the most important thing is for them is just to keep playing. You know, I think no one expected them to be where they are right now, playing this well. No one expected Jared Goff to be doing this well. I don't think anyone expected Todd Gurley to be doing this well. I think they expected our defense to do good, but not our offense. And our offense is really, I'll say, the talk of the town.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like talking about how they turned all these doubters into believers. So do you think that they're talking about this team because of how much they're lighting up the scoreboard? Are they talking about this team just based merely on the turnaround from last season or their record? What is it, do you think, is the reason why all these people are all of a sudden becoming believers in the Rams?
I think everything you just said, the record, the doubters, you know, everything about this football team. They have a defense, but we don't trust in the offense. They have a number one quarterback they drafted, but, you know, we're not sure about him either. So I think it's a lot of things, I mean, that this team has done that I think has shocked people. I think the most important thing is our young coach. Mm-hmm. I think people talked about, you know, he's 31 years old. They kept asking me, he's 30. I said, I don't care if he's 15. I said, we want to win. If he wins, who cares? Exactly. And it just goes to show right now. No one's talking about how young Sean is. I mean, like I said before, he knows football. That's all that counts to us.
Right, absolutely. Well, you saw how they lit up the scoreboard in New York, 51-17. What are you loving most about this offense? And is there any room for improvement in your eyes?
Well, it's always room for improvement no matter what you do. I mean, you know, it's some passes they think they probably thought they should hit. Some runs that maybe Todd maybe could have got through. It's always room for improvement. You always can improve. But when you see this offense, it's so exciting. I mean, they're hitting on all cylinders. I think the thing about this football team is that everyone does their part. The special teams do their part. The defense does their part. They may bend, but they don't break. You know, the offense is doing their part. You know, they hang on to the ball, not turn the ball over. The big thing in that game, I think, in New York was that the defense got a turnover. The Rams scored right away. Take advantage of that. And you have to beat teams that you're supposed to beat. You know, they were a 6-point favorite going to that football game. They ended up beating them 51-17. This week, I think they're 11-point favorite. You need to take advantage of, you know, be that team. You know, go out and beat them like you should beat them. I know the Texans, as I say, they're a pro football team also now.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about the Texans in a second, but I really want to talk a little bit more about this offense because it's very interesting to me how they can spread the ball around to all their different playmakers. It seems like it doesn't matter what Sunday it is, it's a different guy that's producing on offense. How helpful is that, especially against good defenses that they may face coming up?
It's very helpful because they can't zone in on one guy. You know, they say, okay, they know they got Sammy Watkins. He can possibly go deep. They've got Robert Woods. You know, he can come out. He can run the slot. He can go across the field. It showed he ran a screen play and took it all the way. So I don't think they expected them to be that fast. You got Tavon Austin coming out the backfield. You got Todd Gurley coming out the backfield. You got the tight ends. You've got so many.
Take a breath. We've got so many.
You've got so many different ways. And that's a good thing. I mean, it goes back to, I think people have a tendency to forget, people in LA especially, they didn't see the Rams in 1999, 2000. They went to the Super Bowl. And I didn't see it coming. I mean, they really didn't. No one, they were 4-12 the year before, just like we were last year, 4-12. And all of a sudden, they wind up in the Super Bowl. Like you say, who knew? And what happened? They were exciting. They were like the greatest show on turf. And the Los Angeles Rams now look like they're starting to fit that mold. You know, one thing about winning football games and winning, it gets contagious. You start believing how good you are. It's not about you believe your clip. You're like, hey, we're a good football team. They might underestimate us, and we're going to take advantage of that. And that's what I like about this football team. Nobody expected this. I mean, honestly, I didn't. People ask me, how many games do you think the Rams win this year? I said, 4 or 5. You know, I really did. I said, we got a new coach. We're not sure about all the pieces. You got to teach Jared Goff how to be a real quarterback. I think that's going to take some time. And I didn't see it. And as I saw week by week, it just go week by week. I'm like, okay, they're getting better. They're getting better. This piece is fitting. They're getting better. I always trust the defense. But, and you know, it's just, it's fun to watch. It really, I got to say, it makes you smile. And, you know, think about last year. At this point last year, we were like,
So bummed out.
And now it's all excitement around the team. And L.A. is a city that you just can't win. You have to win. You have to have something exciting about your team. The Lakers, when they were winning championship, Showtime Lakers. I mean, That's what you have to have here in Los Angeles. It's just something exciting for the fans.
Well, finally, they're back in the Coliseum, so hopefully Los Angeles will come out to support them. But they're playing against a Deshaun Watson-less Houston Texans team. So how much does losing your quarterback really affect you as a team, and how can the Rams capitalize on that on Sunday?
It is detrimental when you lose your quarterback, unless you have a quarterback that can come in and do what the starting quarterback does, and that really doesn't happen too often. That probably not at all. You know, it's hard not to look at this team and say, wow, how good would they have been with Deshaun Watson? I mean, I was looking forward to seeing him play.
So was I.
Am I glad he's not playing? I don't want to see him get hurt. But
absolutely. We understand what you mean.
I want to see our team win. But, you know, it's very hard to lose your quarterback because that's the focal point of your offense. He's the guy that knows all the plays. He's the guy that knows the offense, the defense. And to have another guy step in and try to take that spot, especially Deshaun Watson, possibly could have been Rookie of the Year if he kept playing like he's playing. So that's a major loss for them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see if the Rams can take care of business on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining me once again. For more coverage leading into that game against the Texans, head on over to therams.com.